Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much again for this wonderful grace you have given unto us to assemble ourselves, O Lord, and call your presence for this last service of the day. We thank you very much for the blessings of the showering upon our souls, Lord, from the Sunday school period in the morning. And the main service, Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings you have used in diverse ways for all some leaders, preaching of your word in the Sunday school also, Lord, and the main service. We thank you very much for special members. Thank you for all that have been done thus far this afternoon. Thank you very much for the Sunday leader. We pray that you replenish the Lord of the virtue that has gone forth out of him. Thank you, the Lord, for the deacons, the trustees, the ushers, and the post of duty. We pray, Lord, our God, that you help us one more time, Lord. Father God, you help us as we work for duty. I pray for grace. I pray for help. I pray for divine strength. You said, am I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto thee. May you help me, O Lord, our God. Help this congregation of your people, Heavenly Father, pass through me, O Lord, make me a church and blessing to them. Let it be, Heavenly Father, bless the assembly of the saints across the nations where they are having their service. This is the day. Be with yourself and to my name also, and back at the Lord. Lose him and bring him back up safely to us. Thank you, my Father. Lord, we pray that you add more of your blessings to all that have been receiving since morning. Let it be so, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ and Savior, we are called the full and overflowing. Thank you, Redeemer Master. Jesus, wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Blessed be on our feet, praise. Thank you. Let's start in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 6. We start at the end of verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. We are God willing more abundantly to show unto us, to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest for ever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Shall we praise this? God bless you. By the grace of God, this is we just had a little review of what we spoke the upper Sunday, maybe 2 Sundays ago. And we want to continue from where we start. God making his promise to our father, Abraham. I want us to know one thing. God ever made us to know here. I want to read again the beginning of this sermon. The God we are dealing with, may God help us. Listen to this in paragraph 84 of the Store by Himself. How firm a foundation have we got that when the prince of all princes, may God give us revelation of that. A firm foundation that we have got, that when the prince of all princes, when the God of all gods, when the king of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the beginning of all beginnings, himself took an oath by himself, for where there is none greater, that he will confirm this covenant with Abraham and with Abraham's seed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we see Abraham here. After God had made that promise, he had waited for 25 years, almost at this time, in chapter 15 of the book of Genesis. There, God appeared unto him, and the word of God, the Bible says, came unto Abraham and said, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Amen. And there, the Bible made us to know here that Abraham was still wondering. This number of years I've waited. I've waited. Lord, whereby shall I know that this one you have given unto me will come to pass? Because why? It is the liars of Damascus now, that's my heir. And Jehovah God affirmed to him that this is not going to be your heir, but the one that has shot forth from your bosom. Amen. And then God brought him out. And look into the heavens. If you can count the stars, that is how thy seed will be. And that made us to know, right there, Abraham believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Amen. Then he made it to, now the prophet is not telling you and me here that Abraham, when he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness, our prophet said, Abraham did not say, let me see, listen to this. He didn't tell God, if I can just do something. He never said, paragraph 117, now Lord, I will tell you what I will do. Remember that the covenant that God gave to Abraham was an unconditional covenant. And now he believed God for righteousness. You know what he said? He didn't say to God that, oh Lord, I will tell you what I will do. I will do a certain thing, and I will do this or that. He just believed the Lord, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Remember when he took his son Isaac, the only begotten son whom he loved, to go and sacrifice unto the Almighty God in obedience to the word of the Lord. God told him, Abraham, because you have done this, not somebody else, but you, I will no more honor works, I will honor faith. Praise God. And then when he began to be wondering now, what are you going to give to me? In chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 7, I believe. Are with me? Okay, verse 7 now. And he said unto him, after he believed God, I was counted unto him for righteousness. He said, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land to inherit it. And if you go to the book of Acts of the Apostles, when Stephen was speaking, they said, when God brought him out, not even one foot of land, and he believed God, and yet, having no seed yet, God said, I'm going to give you this land, and I'm going to possess it, and to your seed after you. Then verse 8 says, and he said, Lord, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit this land? Then verse 9 says, and he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought this. Are you following? He brought this. When he brought this now, then the Bible made us to know in verse 10, and he took this unto him, and divided the heifer into two, the she-goat into two, and then the ram into two. But the Bible said, in the Orient, before the Orient now, he said, in America, which you all know, we are already mind ourselves, peradventure, because of somebody. He said, when we want to make covenant among ourselves, go to a restaurant, buy food, you eat, and then you make covenant, then you seal it by handshake. He said, in Japan, they throw salt on one another. Say, but in the audience are the people from the eastern part of the world. But the man said, what they do in the time of Father Abraham is this, that they will have an animal. They will cut it into two. They will stand in between it and then have a piece of paper. Then write the agreement on it. I said, if you break this agreement, let each of us be any of us that break the covenant. Let it be like this, no animal that is cut into two. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Abraham and his seed after him. 61. I just want to read a few things. Then we move on. April 16. Paragraph 114. To the oriental people in the time of Father Abraham. All right. They kill the sacrifice. They stand right in between these sacrifices. Raise their hands to God and take a vow. If they break this covenant, let their body be like this dead body lay here. Let me bring this something to us. Then they take this and tear it apart. One takes one piece and one takes the other piece. Now, there is not a way in the world of ever dovetailing that back together again. It has to be the same thing. When we come together, I'm packing my part of it, he's packing no ease. Now, what did God do? He was going to tell him, Abraham now, that he was going, what he was going to do, how he was going to do it through a sacrifice. If you look at that sacrifice there, he was talking of Christ. He was going to make him a father of nations, and yet I didn't give him that name yet. He received that name in chapter 17. But he was going to make him a father of nations. And he killed the sacrifice, speaking to him in this. This is now what? What did Abraham see? When Abraham killed Iraq, killed those animals, he put them, one to each other, face each other. And then the Bible made us to know that bears were coming to pick on the animals, and he would shoo them away. So when the son was going back onto the scripture, the Bible told us that there was a deep sleep that fell upon Abraham. After this deep sleep, there was a horror of darkness that fell upon him. Now, let me read. The first thing after he killed the sacrifice, he kept the bears off of it until the son went down. When the son went down, what happened?
A deep sleep fell upon Abraham. Is that right? Genesis 15. A deep sleep upon Abraham. What is that? Death to every human being. All Abraham's seed. What happened next? After the deep sleep, then a blood horror come upon him, before him. Then from that come a smoking furnace, where every sinner goes to hell. But after that, went a little white light. And this little light went between the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Say, you see what I'm going to do to Abraham? A little light. God is a light. And he went between this sacrifice, these dead pieces of body here. What was he doing? That is what was God doing? Making the covenant. Who did he swear by? Himself. Oh. The great God Almighty that created the whole universe. The sun, the moon, the stars. The great Atlantic Ocean. All things. Heaven could not even contain it. He looked at everything. What could he swear by? Nothing greater than himself. Say, by myself. I was sworn. Here they go. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 16. Because you obeyed me. Because you have not withheld thy son. The only son. So God swear by himself because there was nothing greater. Are you following me? He couldn't swear by anybody else. You always swear by somebody greater than you. So there is nobody, the Bible said, that he could swear by because he is the greatest. And he swore by himself. What? He will keep the covenant with Abraham and his seed. Hallelujah. I will swear by myself that I will never vary one word from my covenant with you or your seed after you. What a promise. What about that, sister? What about that? I will keep my promise. I will keep my word. Swear by himself. The Bible said he did. And I will keep my covenant. I swear to you, Abraham, I will do it. 19. Look here. Look what God did. How did he do it? What was he speaking of? Surely you are spiritual enough to catch it. What did he do? Christ was that royal seed of Abraham that was promised. Is that right? What did he do with Christ now? He took him to Calvary. Amen. Just like Abraham took Isaac to the mountain. Amen. Because he believed that, you know, he received it as a figure. And I knew that, you know, God was able to raise him up from the dead. Hallelujah. He lived on earth, that's Christ now. He proved he was the Messiah by signs and wonders, knowing the secrets of the heart, perceiving their thoughts, proving that he was the Messiah that was to come. Have we thought that, okay, 21 now, 121. What did he do with him? What did God do with Christ? He took him to Calvary and he tore him apart. He raised him up with, you know, his body on the third day for his part, set it on his right hand, and sent the same spirit that was upon Christ down on his church. Hallelujah, the Bible said. To do the same work and same thing that he did. Amen. Where is your covenant? Your piece of goods. When that real genuine church of Jesus Christ comes to meet at the resurrection, that same spirit that is in Christ, we have to dovetail with that same covenant. The same Holy Spirit that was in Christ is in his church. Right from the day of Pentecost. May God help us. Okay, let's stop there and move on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Alright now. Praise the Lord. Just in a nutshell like that. Now the woman is not telling you I'm here. Paragraph 140. Watch three. Everything in the Bible is a three. Three blends into one. See, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Not three gods. Only one. One faith. One faith, hope, and charity. Not three different things, but all the essence of one love. Amen. Now, then, there was justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not three different works of grace, but one work of different manifestations. Same Holy Spirit was with Luther, under justification, was under Wesley, with sanctification in the church now, was on in our in the church now, in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The same Holy Spirit. Not two Holy Spirits. The same Holy Spirit. Amen. Now the government is now telling you and me that it is the time of the fatherhood in the Old Testament when Jesus came, the time of the sonship, but now this is the time of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now 145 please. Only one God, three dispensations. 145 says, Father, 145. The same God was in the pillar of fire, was in Christ Jesus. Is that right? The same one in Christ Jesus, in you. That's right. God in you, the hope of glory. Is that right? The baptism of the Holy Spirit, dwelling in the person now. You become what? Sons of God. May I add? Daughters of God. When God condescends, overshadowed Virgin Mary, he was a light, and a light overshadowed and created a blessing around itself. Anybody knows now that the blood said comes from what? The male. Is that right? The life lives in the blood said. And the blood said is coming from the male, not the female. And that is where the life is in the male's sperm. Notice that the God himself comes into the womb of Virgin Mary. And wrap himself in a created blood cell. Hallelujah. That is the reason we have eternal life. Then, when that blood cell, because of sin, was pierced, with a sword yonder, and broke it, it freed God yonder. And it broke open the blessed and broke open and broke open the blessed and then washed us and brought us into himself by the Holy Spirit. There you are. And now we are sons of God, part of God. Deity itself lives in every believer. What a wonderful assurance. Glory be to God. Deity is in you. If you have the Holy Spirit baptism in your soul, praise the Lord. Do you love the word of God? Oh, yes, we love the word of God by his grace. Amen, amen. Let me just read it to us. The death of Jesus Christ. You may not bother because we are still coming back to this. You want to give it to us, we will give it to us. 49:25. Paragraph. Oh my. Let me read from 80. And that same power, that same Christ, hallelujah, let the fundamentalists, let the people deny, who deny the power of God, say it is wrong. But that same power that spoke the world into existence is in those people that has got the Holy Ghost. That is right. Men and women, it is time that we find out who we are. The devil is trying to hide you back. Tell you that you are some little cowdown, something. You are not. You are sons and daughters of God. The deity is not in heaven. It is in you. Hallelujah. No. I know you think I'm crazy. But let me tell you something. When you realize that Almighty God lives in you, immortal life, my life, I give. So the life of God is in the human being. Hallelujah. 82 now. And brother, sister, that deity is in you. Oh God. May God give us understanding. A little while, and the world seeth me no more. Amen. Yet you shall see me. The moment interpreter said, that one shall see me no more. He said, it is the word of the unbeliever, the unregenerated. Oh God, hallelujah. The unregenerated in the soul will see me no more. Yet you shall see me, for I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the age. Glory to God. Oh my. Christ in the manger? No! Christ in you. Hallelujah. We are not worshiping Christ in the manger, but Christ in you, the Holy Ghost, the hope of life. Hallelujah. The Creator, God Himself dwelling in the human being. He doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we will see Him as He is. For we will be made like Him, the Spirit in the human being. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me read something else here. Just bear with me a little. I want to read the resurrection of Lazarus. The resurrection of Lazarus. 51, please. 51:07-29. Okay. I want to read paragraph 37. Praise the Lord. Is the word of God still in our heart? Oh, yes, sir. He swore by himself. Whatever has gone forth from the mouth of the Almighty God cannot return to him void. Amen. Look, deity, I am part of Charles Brown. In the middle of us here, your papa. Are you there? Your mama, relationship before you are here. Because I was born from Charles Brown. My daddy. I am a part of him. I got a forehead like him. My hair was like him. I'm a small man like him. I'm in the nature like him. Because he's my dad. And if we become in spirit, sons of God, deity dwells in the man. Hallelujah. Then you talk about blind eyes being open. They say nothing impossible to God. God said nothing impossible with you. If you believe, not with God, but you, deity is in man. The word that I do shall you do also. God help us. The very God that stood back there on the mystical platform of the eternity and rolled walls off of his hands and created these things, give you the privilege to be his son, and you are a part of him. And God dwells in mankind. And man himself is deity. And, oh God, may God help us, church. Deity is in you, brother. Deity is in you, sister. Then if that be so, where is cheating? Where is no money? Where is enmity? Where is strife? Where is argument in the church? No way. No hatred. Amen. No argument. It is his love divine in the midst of his people. Then my choke you, but study it over a little while. See, let's stop there. Let us move on. I hope you are getting something here. The Bible says, deity is in you, in every believer. Every man. Okay, let's go back to our sermon, please. Paragraph 1:15 there. Every man. that is born of the Spirit of God is a part of God. That is the word of God. Because it's what by it. Amen. That's why we are meant to do that. The Holy Ghost is given to the elect. Is that scripture? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. And only the elect can obey God. Like Father Abraham did. God help us. No wonder this one that is part of God now, that there is in him, we may say, paragraph 150 now, he believes in the supernatural. No wonder he can believe in anything. Not just anything of the world, not just anything that you have no question mark. He believes the word of God to the letter. Why is it? In him is a portion of God wrapped up in that mortal body there, where there is sin, and everything else has created that, body. But down in there, some work of God alone in regeneration. He comes down through there by the shedding of his own blood and taking away that blood that was in there as a way and set it aside and enter into this sinful man and put in him a hope that he could die for it, and as freely as he will stand there, speak to him, sure he believes it. Amen. Jesus said, "This son shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils and speak with tongues, with new tongues, and take up serpents, or drink tea, or shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover." Jesus said that. Why? He has become a part of him. Yes, sir. God is on the inside. He will deliver anything. He will make a way. Where there is no way, he makes a way. And any man that believes in him believes the same thing. He has to. He is a part of God. He is an offering of God. He is a son of God or a daughter of God. An offering. A daughter of God. And then he can't do nothing else because he's right with God. Hallelujah. Because God is right with him. He's just a portion of God. Look, everything that God was in the pillar of fire, he emptied into the Son, Jesus Christ. In him dwell the fullness of the Godhead body. Is that right? The Bible said that God, G-O-D himself, Jehovah, the mighty one, the buckler, the sheep, all his redemptive mate, everything that he was, he emptied into Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, born from a blood cell, and the outside sheep of himself, which is billions times billions, smaller than the human eye can see, but that was the body, the Lord Jesus. Inside of that was God himself, wrapped himself around the blood cell in order to take his own blood and to spill his own blood or give it freely. That we, through the breaking of that blood cell to our mortar, when it breaks, and then our life lives from here to go out through the redemption of that blood that God required, we can be brought into that body and become a part of God himself as a son of God. Hallelujah. Brother, if you can digest that, it will sure do you good. I wish I had some way just to show you what it is. Just think of God, Jehovah, coming down into the womb of a woman, overshadowed, come down in the spirit, and is in there. What is it? He is the creator himself. He made the very woman, and the womb that he was right there. God made himself little. Hallelujah. The great God of the whole universe. Oh, thank you, Lord. God made himself little. Come down and go into the closet. And he began to build something around him. What was it? See, what caused this thing back there? In the beginning, blood. Blood, life is in the blood. And back there is what caused it in the beginning. No, to take it away, God himself has to come down. Praise the Lord. Thank God. This portion I want to read to us, it was read about two Sundays ago from the exposition of Seven Churches. Our brother Femi read the one he was preaching on that day on Calvary. It's worth repeating. Because there is power in repetition. I want to take it to this one here. I'm not a teacher, I'm just there with me. If you look at what the Bible says here, that unto him, that's Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, it says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now the Bible says, the word wash, it actually is actually loosed. Amen. Oh God, thank you. What a great word. To lose us from the bondage of sin. To lose us from the bondage of sinful Adamic fallen nature. To lose us from what Satan has. No, Satan's bondage. Oh man, it's wonderful. You cannot quantify it. I cannot quantify it. But that word lose means lose us from our sin in his own blood. Brother, sister, there is power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Isn't that wonderful that we are loosed by the blood from our sin, by the blood of Jesus Christ. His own blood. He said, that's why when the news came to heaven that the first son had sinned, Adam, he said, God did not send an angel. He didn't send somebody like us. He came down himself. Oh, man. Because he's the one that was to do that work of redemption. Praise the Lord. That's why he had to take a lamb in the garden and slay it. And then took the blood of shed. Then he took the skin and wrapped his son and wrapped his daughter. Before he could speak to them, before they could have fellowship with him. May God help us, brothers and sisters. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He came himself to redeem that lost son. Hallelujah. God did not entrust his plan of salvation to another. He trusted only himself. God was made flesh and dwelt among us and redeemed us unto himself. Amen. We are saved by the blood of God. Glory be to God. Because of our time. Let us stop there and move on a little bit. Praise be to God. That is what the blood of God did. God became what? God made himself little. He wrapped himself in that blood. He had to come down. And then when that body was pierced, the blood that is in the life, the blood came out. Now it is not Jesus. The blood that was shed for us was not the blood of a man, not the blood of a Jew, nor the blood of a Gentile. It was the blood of God himself. That is where life lays. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Paragraph 158. There is God walking around. He said, I and my Father are one. My Father is in me. Amen. God Almighty, in the body of flesh, He became man. Like you and me. So that he could shed his blood for us on the cross of Calvary. Because those swear that, you know, he was going to, Abraham was going to be the father of nations, which he could not do in Isaac, the Jews only. That could only happen in the dispensation of grace through Jesus Christ coming to this world. Praise the Lord. Then, you know, when he was discussing with the apostles, they said, show us the Father. Philip said, show us the Father, and it will satisfy us. He said, Philip, I've been so long with you, and you don't know me. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. And why say, show us the Father? I and my Father are one. My Father is living in me. My Father is living in me now. It is not me that dwells in works. It is he that dwells in me. That does the work. How could I tell a man? Now that is the problem speaking. How could I tell a man what was wrong with him? How could I tell him what his future will be 10 years ago or what he was 40 years ago? It isn't me. Hallelujah. I am not the one. It isn't me. It is he that lives in me. Hallelujah. That comes now and through his blood brought me in fellowship with him. Hallelujah. How could my hands do anything by healing the sick? It hasn't got a bit of power. It is not me, but it is him that dwells in here that does it. How could this man preach the gospel? He can't preach no gospel. There is nothing in him to do it with. He is a sinner by nature, but God came down and dwelt in him, made him a son of God, and he preached the gospel. Why does he believe this world? Because the very God that made the world is preaching right through him. How I see it? Do you see it? You didn't see it. Are you following the prophet? Are you all following the prophet? Why is no response? God help us. When the people here responded, Amen. And you are quiet at me. May God help us. There it is. The very God that wrote the word is in the man saying that is the truth. I don't care what anybody says. That is the truth. There it is. But Abraham, no, snap his finger once. God in the man recognizes his own war. Hallelujah. That set to see God in here. Believe all things. Hope all things. Enjoy all things. Is that right? All scriptures is by the inspiration of God. God wrote it. When God comes in here, God recognizes his own war. When God comes into the heart of a man or a woman, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God recognizes his own war. That's why he told his disciples, when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, when he is called, he will not speak for himself, but he will take from me what he has from me, he will give it to you. That is the word. That's the promise. So when God is in a man, the God that is a man, who wrote the Bible, who wrote this word, you will recognize this same word. Amen. Then why is all this rubbish today? As we come to our mind, just bear with me. Why is this all kind of rubbish today in the land? A true son of God can never deny the word of God. Amen. Because Baba made us to know somewhere, he said, any man that ever amount to anything, this is true for God alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. There it is. Okay. God in the man, recognize all work. Hallelujah. That's it. Believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Is that right? Alright. So, when God comes in here, God recognizes his own work. Say, sure, that is the truth.
Now you go to drop something out somewhere that is all between you and God.
But the man said in the prayer meeting, let's close with it. He said, there was a fisherman that told him that, he said the Holy Ghost baptism was only given to the 10 apostles. He said, is that right? It's okay. What about you though? The 120 is your power. Let me put that scripture there. That is a part. He said, when Paul met those people in Corinthians, he said, he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank God for the prophet. And we thank God for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit in the prophet. So where do you put that one? He said, in the house of Cornelius. When the Gentiles said, he said, the Holy Ghost. And why did I hear speak? The Holy Ghost was upon them that had him. Where do you put that one? Then he said this. He said, if you refuse to preach it, then God will raise up somebody else to preach it. He said, and if you refuse also to believe it, he said, God will make somebody to take your place. I'm only quoting the prophet. May God help us, church. So you now see that when God is in a man, when God is in a woman, by his grace, by his foreknowledge, by his predestinated plan, by his election, by his choosing, by his calling, he will recognize God's word in him or her. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I had that little Nazarene preacher in New Albany this morning. Take the other side of that. Brother, I need, he really laid it on there to lay it on there too about all scripture is given by inspiration. Now, God has made a promise. And he told Abraham that he would, what he would do. Glory be to God. He took his oath and swore by himself, none greater. Praise the Lord. So all that was in the pillar of fire, he was in Christ Jesus. The Bible said that God emptied. You know what you do when you empty something? Empty himself into Christ. Jesus. God emptied himself into Christ. And Christ thought it not robbery to be equal with God, for he was God. That is the thing that they killed him for. Breaking the Sabbath day. Make himself God.
He did not make himself God. He was the very God.
Praise the Lord. And then he was the Lord of the heaven. He was the Lord of the Sabbath. And he was God, Emmanuel, Christ. God in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Now, and everything that God was, he emptied into Christ. And everything Christ was, he emptied into the church. So, don't you see? Christ, regardless of what the theologians said, he believed the Father. Is that right? They said, he's crazy. They said, he's very evil. He's a devil. He said, you can get by with that now, talking about me. But when the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Ghost comes, don't you try it. For Christ believed the Father, regardless of what the teachers said. He believed the Father. Is that right? For God had emptied himself into Christ, and deity is in Christ. I hope you get it. Hallelujah. And then when Christ, and then what Christ was, he emptied into the Holy Ghost believer. Let us see ourselves in the picture. And if you know you are not yet in the picture of what you are saying here, you can receive yours now. Are you there? You can't. Because God is not a failure. And let me admonish you that has not been baptized, whether this afternoon, whether last week, or the other week, 2 weeks ago, last Sunday, I believe, and then this is today. God promised to give you the Holy Spirit. Don't allow the devil
in any way, any further, to tell you that you can never receive it. You can receive it, because whatever comes from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ can never return back to you. He said, and ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. Because why? He said, he listens to the scripture. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It's a promise. And when he was speaking to them in the book of Luke, go and wait in the upper room. You are going to receive the promise of my Father, yet he. You are going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth, including Nigeria. Amen. Including on your state, including the people here in your local room. So it's a promise, so. So don't let the devil suggest anything to your heart. If you make mistakes, make your way right. You cannot see and then be outcast completely by God. No. May God help us. Because something will be telling you you have done wrong. You make your way right. God help us. Praise the Lord.
I'm going to close with this now. Bear with me.
What have we said? Don't forget. All that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he poured into his church. That's why he said, I am the vine. Here was the branch. He said, the vine cannot bear fruit on his own. The branch cannot bear fruit on its own. Unless he abide with the vine. Abide in me. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ask anything you will, I will give it to you. You ask for the Holy Ghost, he will give it to you. Because if somebody repented and was baptized in the Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and received the Holy Ghost before, if you come today, Baba said, if you did not receive, God is a liar. Can God lie? God cannot lie because it's no respect of person. I've read to you the other day. But the man said, if today you say you repented and was baptized, and you have not yet received the Holy Ghost, but the man said, the fault is not in God. The fault is in you and me. May God help us. So the fault is not in God, though. It is because of our baby. God have mercy. We are going to close. And when God spared our lives by the grace of God, okay, what Christ was, he poured into the church, it was the Holy Ghost deliverer. Holy Ghost deliverer. So no matter what anybody says, he believes God's word. See, he has to. For all that Christ was, all God was in Christ. All Christ is in you. The believer.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
So if you are still in the stage of justification, you know. If you are still in the stage of sanctification, as we have taught this morning, be a reminder, you know. And when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, generally, you know. Praise the Lord. Christ can tell you something. Stand around and deny it.
Can he?
He can. He can take his word back. Now, I can say something. I said, well, I'm sorry. I didn't aim to say it that way. But he can. Now, I want you to know, let me remind us. This ministry of infallibility can never make any mistake. You are looking at me. When he said that, assuming that you know,
he just says sorry now. God can never say sorry.
Assuming maybe something just physical mistake. When he comes to the word of God,
the prophet of the hour can never make mistake.
He can never. God help you. So whatever God tells you, he cannot take it back. He promised to give the Holy Ghost. He promised to heal the sick. He promised to deliver. Is that right? So God is true. His word is true. God cannot lie. He has sworn by it. But he sworn by himself that what I expect to do, I will do it. That is why when he told Father Abraham, let me close with there with you. When he told Father Abraham that you will still with us in a strange land for 400 years, but Abraham said he designated it. Is that right? He promised it. He specifically said 400 years. Not only that, he said, when that nation and the mighty them, I will punish them. And I will bring them out with a great substance. With a great substance. Baba says, the deed. Hallelujah. That is why the rest of the people not stand before Moses and the children of Israel. Because what they must get to the promised land. And yet that land. God help you. He can't. God has got to speak with what he says. He is God. He is infallible. And he has got to stay with what he says. Hallelujah. The infallible one, he has got to stay with what he says. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. When prayer is going on, by the minister or anybody that has started to pray, it is hard for us to say amen. Because European people, white people, they don't say amen. Even when we say God bless you, you are still quiet. No? You are still quiet. God bless you. That's why the problem. I don't know. Are you imagining me? You're not even a human being now. God bless you, mean God bless you. Is that not the language of a Christian? Oh, merciful God. That's the language of a Christian. God bless you. Let us not always be just be moody like that. May God bless our soul. So, you love the Lord? I believe God has spoken to us. He is not a faithful God. He promised to say to the uttermost. He promised to have a glorious church without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. He made an oath. He must fulfill it. And we see to it. Let us pray. He swore by himself. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Let's lift our heavenly Father. Heaven and earth will pass away. God's word will never pass away. You ever remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. The promises of Father Abraham are to see that time. And Jesus Christ is the royal seed of Abraham. And how do we become the seed of Abraham? By being dead to the things of the world and be alive in Christ. For by one Holy Spirit baptism, Holy Spirit, are we baptized with the one body of Christ? Where are you standing this afternoon, brothers and sisters? May God dismiss us with his blessing this evening as I call on the associate pastor to come and close us with the word of prayer.
Let's bow our heads and close our eyes as we commit ourselves unto the Lord. Having heard all that we have heard, he swore by himself, he can never lie. By two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. The person of God does not lie. And then to make assurance double sure, then he swore on top of it. God will stand by what he has said. The prophet said he has seen the end of the storm before he spoke. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you very much this evening for your word that you have had. Heaven and earth will pass away. A jot out of these promises will never go unfulfilled. Because they are spoken by the infinite one, the one that knows the end from the beginning. We can look at the scriptures and see the past promises, and so are they came to pass. Lord, when it was spoken to Abraham that his seed will sojourn in a strange land, and they will be there for 400 years, after which he said, you bring them out with a mighty hand. Lord, most of the people, generations have come and gone, yet that word was kept alive. When the time came, they remembered. God remembered, and he brought it to manifestation. It's history today. We can look at the world, and we say that God is faithful. That is how we find several other promises. Some of them will take like 800 years before they are manifested, perhaps some over 1,000 years. But once God has spoken it, it will come to pass. We thank you very much. What an assurance that is to us who are hearers of salvation, hearers of God's blessings, hearers of God's promises. May you help our unbelief. Take away that from any of us. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to never to entertain fear or doubt or unbelief or any negativity. Help us to be people that have backbone, Lord, that have the type of faith that have ear on the chest. Have your way, Father. As many as are trusting you for the Holy Ghost baptism, may they know that you that promise you are faithful to keep your word. Bring everyone to this Lord portion, the position where they have to be ready to receive your spirit. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Want to, O God, commit as many as are sick in the body into your hand. That the Lord our God has healed all our diseases. Lord, you have proven it times without number. We just share testimonies in the morning. Both the ones in the sound book, the one that is happening presently, and that is how you will be doing it until you come for us. Dear Father, may this help the faith of your people to know that with you all things are possible. Grant it, dear Father, be with your daughter in the hospital and give her divine strength, Lord. Quicken every dead cell in her body. Bring them to life, Heavenly Father. Deliver from the hands of the enemy. Grant it, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, want to commit, O God, into your hand. As many as have not gotten the full revelation of this message of the hour, we pray, Lord, you are the only one that can open the eyes of the blind. May you open every blind eyes, Father. The time is running out, and we know it and we see it. Our desire and our prayer that none of us will be left behind when you will come for your jewels. Let that be, dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. May no one be an escort. May no one be a spectator. May no one be a bench warmer. May no one receive a check of damnation at that day, dear Father. Lord, may be said to each and every one of us, welcome, thou faithful son or daughter of man. Enter to the joys of your Lord. Let it be our portion, Father. This word that we listen to every time may never be a condemnation unto us. May be proud of us for that, our Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. All the blessings we have received today, we pray that your spirit will water them in our hearts. Bless your servant you have just used, Heavenly Father. Recall him for the virtue that has come from him, and lift up the honor of his ministry, Lord. Lord, continue to make him a channel of blessing to your people, to the glory and the honor of your name. Give him good and perfect health. Thank you, righteous Father. Thank you for everyone, O God, that you have used today, right from the Sunday school to this time. Not only to preach, Lord, the song leaders, the interpreters, the people that use instruments, the officers at their posts of duty, even those who call upon you, Lord, for the success and the blessings in this service. May you bless each one, dear Father. Thank you, righteous Father. This is a new week. Your grace has brought us to it. Dear Father, you know the end from the beginning. Every bottleneck of the enemy, remove the heart of our way, dear Father. May your presence go before us, Lord. Keep all of us healthy and strong, dear God. Watch over the students. Watch over the workers. Prosper the business people. Dear Lord, whatever your children put their hands upon, may they prosper, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. The travelers, both far and short distances, may you watch over them, dear God. Blessed be your wonderful name. The time is up according to the economy, for you are our economy. Make a way for your people. May we put our trust in you, Lord. And your word says that if we put our trust in you, we'll never be disappointed. Help us, dear Father. Thank you, righteous Father. The services of this week, may them be a blessing unto us. Blessed be your wonderful name. Take us home back safely. Give us a wonderful night rest. And may the whole week be wonderful and glorious, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. That today's services come to an end. And we thank the Lord for the blessings that we have received. We trust that every day of the week will be wonderful for every one of us. The Lord will bring us in our numbers again on Wednesday. And it will day by day refresh us also. God bless you. Shall we rise?
I have a Father that will never fail. I have a Father that will never. Oh yeah, Jesus is my Father. He will never fail. Oh, never fail.